At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The body of Pope Francis has been moved to St. Peter's Basilica in a procession this morning from Casa Santa Marta, and the public has just begun to file past his body to pay their respects and will continue to do so until Friday. We're going to Rome now to get the latest from Colm Flynn, Vatican correspondent with EWTN News. Colm, good morning.
Hey, Pat, a very good morning and good to talk to you again.
Now, the Pope's body is lying in state and the public beginning to file past. I presume there will be thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who'll do this before Friday.
Yeah, we're expecting huge crowds to come already since the announcement of the Pope's death on Monday. We've seen much more people coming in through St. Peter's Basilica. And you'll remember, actually, Pat, the last time we spoke, we were talking about the upcoming canonization of Carlo Acutis, yeah, which was meant to take place this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Vatican. And you were asking me, look, if the Pope is too unwell, can anyone else do the canonization? And I would say, no, it has to be the Pope. So we'll have to see what will happen. But Pope Francis, breaking with tradition, he could deputize it to one of the cardinals. And now, incredibly, that same time slot, 10 a.m. this Saturday, will actually be the Pope's funeral.
Mm. The meetings have already been taking place between cardinals, kind of trying to suss everything out going forward. But there's been criticism by one cardinal. He's a 93-year-old Hong Kong cardinal, former Bishop of Hong Kong, Joseph Zen, who wrote to the College of Cardinals to challenge that first meeting of yesterday. What was his reasoning?
Yeah, well, his reasoning was, Cardinal Zen, that it was too soon, basically, because you have to remember that Pope Francis, in an order to try and reflect the true universality and the diversity of the Catholic Church, whereas in the past, most of the cardinals would have been Italian or French, at least European, with exceptions, of course. But Pope Francis has created cardinals in places like Mongolia and South Sudan and Haiti. So it takes time to work out the logistics and for sure, these cardinals to actually make it to Rome. Now, the Vatican have said, no, these are just preliminary discussions. We're going over the logistics. You know, for example, they together, a group of 60 cardinals, when they met on Tuesday, they decided the time and the day of the funeral. So they say this is just admin talks. But the fear that Cardinal Zen is expressing and some others is that, no, you know, of course, you're going to start discussing the things that we should all be present for, which is, you know, what are the aspects and the emphasis, yeah, that we think should shape the future of the church.
Now, will a 93-year-old cardinal be allowed to attend the conclave but not vote?
Yes, correct. 80 is the cutoff age. So there are two types of cardinals. There are electors and non-electors. Under the age of 80, you have a vote and a say in the next pope. Over the age of 80, you do not. But here's the thing. Any one of them could be made pope. So even though you're over the age of 80, that 93-year-old cardinal, for example, he could still be elected technically pope. The Holy Spirit could choose him. Highly unlikely, but as they say, you never know. So that is how it will shape up.
Now, we mentioned in passing yesterday the movie Conclave, based on the Robert Harris novel. And it looks like the fact that the Pope has died and there is an impending conclave has led to a streaming boom of the movie.
Well, Pat, it's not just Conclave and Netflix. I can tell you that since the news broke, I've been contacted by over 45 television and radio stations around the world. Right up until 4 a.m. last night, I was talking to Anderson Cooper on CNN, and then before that, Sunrise Breakfast TV in Australia. There is a fascination about this papacy and about Pope Francis. I think one, because, you know, before him, Pope Benedict XVI, while when you look at their teachings, Francis and Benedict, when you look at them side to side, they're very similar. They actually preach the same thing when it came to the gospel, not changing the sacraments and so on. But because Pope Francis made it so much more accessible, because he would say things like, who am I to judge? He really transcended, you know, boundaries and countries. And because he was not, you know, you would say a great theologian like Pope Benedict XVI, he was more about the gestures, like stopping to embrace a sick person or someone with special needs, or washing the feet of a prisoner, a female prisoner at that, during Holy Week. These gestures would just go viral all over the world. So people of other faiths, people of no faith, felt an affinity to Pope Francis. And that is why there is this huge interest at the moment.
Yeah, and as I say, that surge in streaming, for example, on April the 20th, there were 1.8 minutes of streaming on Netflix for the movie Conclave. And that 1.8 million in the space of 24 hours jumped to 6.9 million. Wow. So it gives us some
idea. It just
idea.
Goes to show you. And Pat, you know, not only that, but you had a Netflix documentary not too long ago called The Vatican Girl. You had the movie The Two Popes. So it's really back in the zeitgeist. But I think, you know, Conclave gave people a good insight into the politics of a conclave, while, of course, you had all the exaggerations of Hollywood. But I mean, this is a group of men who are coming together, guided, of course, by the Holy Spirit. But you do get those politics, those groups forming. And, you know, what's going to be difficult for this conclave is that we, Pat, always look at the church from through our own prism, right? And, you know, it isn't the Irish Catholic Church. It isn't the American Catholic Church. This is the global Catholic Church. And the things that we see as priorities, like the Pope talking about the environment, a greater outreach to the LGBT community. You go to Kenya, you go to Africa. And I went to Nairobi last year interviewing the bishop, and I was, you know, relaying some of these concerns of Pope Francis to him. And he was looking at me like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. They're not our priorities here. He said to me, they're not in the one, two, they're not in the top 10. We need to build houses. We need to build roads. Our priorities are traditional values, and we want to see them reflected in the Catholic Church. And, you know, that's all well and good. But people often talk about, oh, the conservative American Catholics. I say, forget that. I mean, if you look at the top 10 mass attending countries, most of those are now African nations or Asian countries. And the power shift has gone from the Northern Hemisphere to the Southern Hemisphere. So we could be looking at a more traditional, if you want to say conservative, future for the Catholic Church.
Yeah. And of course, in many parts of the world, the Catholic Church is in direct competition with Islam, where there are rather stricter rules than maybe the Church of Rome had laid down. And there's an appetite maybe for that kind of set of values in those parts of the world where, you know, they will compete, if you like, head to head. Moving on to what is happening at the funeral, an assembly of global leaders. Who do we know is definitely going and who is not?
Well, at the moment, we know that Donald Trump, U.S. President Donald Trump, was one of the first to say that he would be attending. Of course, you'll have all the Italian delegates. We don't have the final list yet because that will be made right up until the end. But you can imagine when you look back at someone like Pope John Paul II, when he passed away, the incredible amount of world leaders that were coming in. You're talking kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers. I remember talking to the Swiss Guard, because not only is it the job of the Italian police to protect these leaders when they come in, but as soon as they make it to the gates of St. Peter's Basilica, they're moving into a different territory. They're in Vatican City State. So it's handed over to Vatican police and then the Swiss Guard, who have to protect them. And you can imagine the security and logistical nightmare this is going to be to protect all these heads of states, work out accommodation, transport, and hold the rest of it.
Well, looking at the list, as we know so far, from Ireland, President Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach and the Taoiseach will all attend. Prince William is going to represent the King of England and the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. It looks like Vladimir Zelensky will be attending with his wife, Olena, because he said Francis had prayed for peace in Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen will be there. Antonio Costa, the President of the European Council, will be there. King Felipe and Queen Letizia of Spain will attend. The President of Argentina, who is something of a despot himself, probably have a chat with Trump while he's there. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from Brazil will be there. Putin will not, because if he steps outside Russia, there's an international criminal court arrest warrant for him, so he's not traveling. Anyway,
and you know, Pat, what will be interesting will be to see if the vice president of the US, J.D. Vance, attends, because you'll remember that on Sunday during the Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square, while we were waiting to see, get a glimpse of Pope Francis at the balcony, he came out after the Mass. During that Mass, we didn't know until afterwards that he was actually holding a private one-on-one meeting with J.D. Vance in his residence. And that was the first official meeting that he had. And that's incredible, because they have sparred at each other in the past. So that is the last official meeting that he had, Pope Francis, and that was with J.D. Vance. He gave him some Easter eggs for his children. He also gave him a Vatican tie. And then he gave him, one of which I'm holding here in my hand, the same pair of rosary beads blessed by the Pope. He gave him three pairs of rosary beads, which he had blessed. So let's see if J.D. Vance is in attendance as well.
Well, I mean, the wags are saying the Pope looked at J.D. Vance and lost the will to live.
Well,
anyway, Colm, thank you very much for joining us. Colm Flynn, who's Vatican correspondent for EWTN News.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.